company has been involved in the Big Blue Button project for over 10 years. So we are really passionate about this. We have Stephen Muge, who is the executive director of the Big Blue Button Foundation. We're all wearing the same shirts. Okay, so Big Blue Button, it is a virtual classroom. You can think of it as web conferencing, a video chat, and others. Founded in 2008, 8.7K stars on GitHub. So we've been around for a while. Funny thing, there's these other products in the market. Sometimes people say that Big Blue Button is the free open source equivalent of Zoom. Ever hear of Zoom? Not here, probably. But you know what? We think of it a different way. We think Zoom is the paid closed source equivalent of Big Blue Button, because we came first, right? So let's just say the world needs more Big Blue Button, more collaboration. So we actually went for a very specific market segment when we did Big Blue Button. That was online learning, synchronous learning, distance education. So we say that Big Blue Button is a virtual classroom that provides built-in tools for active learning and live analytics to ensure every student learns. There's no back of the classroom with Big Blue Button. It's not dependent on webcams. If students are sharing webcams, you can still see how they're doing. It's obviously free open source software, and it's been built into Moodle, Canvas, Camellio, OpenSocial, and many other platforms. Okay, so two examples, or an example. So if anyone knows that graph, that was a Grafana graph from Baden-Württemberg. So during COVID, they had 3,000 schools, they ran 4,000 Big Blue Button servers, and they peaked at 185,000 concurrent teachers and students, all with open source. We didn't even know about it until they contacted us. Okay. Because of that and a lot of other adoption worldwide, localized in 65 languages, Big Blue Button was built into the core of Moodle, the world's most popular learning management system. Okay, but we have a problem. We have a product, and how do we move it to a platform? I'll turn it over to you, Tiago.
Thank you. So, before the version that we are launching by the end of February, that is 3.0. So before 3.0, in order to customize Big Blue Button, you had to modify the source code, you had to build the package that you modified, and you had to deploy this package in servers. And this was a bit complicated because sometimes one little customer wants a little change and you had to run a server for this customer because he was running customized source code. And of course, even if you was doing that, you had to reapply the changes every time a new version of Big Blue Button source code was available. It was a bit traumatic for the developers. So with Big Blue Button 3.0, we are introducing a plugin architecture. And with the plugin architecture, now you can create a plugin, host it locally or externally, enable the plugin via the session creation API call, and then, of course, the developers are not having to write the same code again and again. And the important thing about this architecture is that one server can run different plugins in different meetings. So you don't need to have a customized server, or you don't need to have the same plugins running for all the classrooms. So it's really important. So what a client plugin can do in Big Blue Button? It can access real-time session data. It means that a plugin can observe the current slide text or the number of participants or if there is someone with the hand raised, and the plugin can react to this. There are some predefined methods, like you can say, yeah, use the current slide, and then you have it ready to go, or you can write custom GraphQL queries. The GraphQL queries are going to run obviously in a secure way, limited to the context of the session that the plugin is running. So it's pretty secure as well. It's the same way that the Big Blue Button UI in 3.0 is consuming data from GraphQL. So we expose this data layer to the plugins as well. So it's really powerful. We enable real-time user interactions, which means that a plugin running in a browser can publish to a data channel, and this data is flowing to the other participants in the same session running the same plugin. So the plugin can create it can exchange any data it wants. It also allows you to query and control the UI. Let's say the plugin wants to reduce the volume of the external video player, or it wants to adjust it automatically. A plugin can do it, so it can perform operations on behalf of the user within Big Blue Button, of course. And you can customize chat rendering. We have an example of a plugin that do code highlight. So you can customize how the chat messages are rendered. You can add more features on the chat. And much more. We have more than 80 APIs ready for use. So it's really powerful. So we are launching Big Blue Button 3.0 with some plugins that we created, but obviously the idea is that the community will create plugins and the universities will be creating plugins as well. So the plugins we are going to ship in Big Blue Button 3.0 is the Pick Random User. Sometimes you are in a meeting and you want to decide who starts talking, so you can, we use it in our daily meetings, so we click, okay, pick a random user, so it says, okay, Thiago says, now the other user, so it ensures that all the users will have the chance to speak. Share a website link as a content, so let's say you want to share a Google Docs document or something, you can share and everyone will get the same page rendered within a Big Blue Button, and more. So here I'm showing you how the pick random user displays in Big Blue Button. As you can see, the pick random user button is here, and it's integrated in the UI. Someone that doesn't know it's a plugin, it thinks it's in Big Blue Button itself. So it have a seamless UI integration. This is the closed captions plugin, where someone can be writing the text and so others can read instead of listening. This is the shared website link as content as well. So here I'm listing some ideas, potential examples of what you can do with a plugin. So you can have AI-powered transcription. So instead of someone typing, you can integrate it with an LLM or something, and the API can do it for you. CRM and LMS integration. Imagine you join from a CRM into a call with a customer, and you can show within Big Blue Button the last interactions you had with this customer, because you can add anything in the Big Blue Button AI with this powerful plugin architecture. Also, telemedicine and health, same thing. If you are joining from a software where you do online consultancy, the doctor can see the previous prescriptions and things like that, all in the same screen, which is really powerful. And obviously, educational. We are integrating Big Blue Button with H5P, which will open to several packages that allow gamings and engaging tools for the classrooms. So how you can build a plugin? You clone the SDK repository. You select a sample plugin as a starting point. We have several sample plugins there. And you customize it in the way you want. You build the plugin using the provided command. It's a simple command. And then it generates two files, a JavaScript bundle and a manifest file. You just need to host these two files in any HTTPS server. And when you are creating the Big Blue Button session from an API call, you pass the manifest URL, and then everything happens. So this is the Big Blue Button plugin SDK repository. Here is a list. It's just the first page. I think we have four pages of these examples. So of course, I'm not going to explain any of them. But basically, you have examples showing each hook of the API. So it's anything you want to do as a plugin, you will find an example showing you how to do. And here, I don't know if there are some React developers here, but basically I'm showing you how is the code. We created it in a way you have a setter. So whenever your plugin is loaded you receive these setters, and you can say, yeah, set presentation toolbar items. So you pass an array of items for this setter, and you get a button. So here in this example, I'm creating a toolbar button on the presentation area. It's a really simple example, but a more powerful example could be, okay, look the current slide text. If you find something in this slide, like a special character or a YouTube link, for example, add a button on the toolbar that when you click, it plays the YouTube video. So it's it would be just more 10 lines of code in this plugin architecture. So it's really simple to develop. We want to really make the learning curve as smaller as possible in order to be able to create a plugin. So here, you can set the presentation toolbar items. Here we are passing one item. And after 10 seconds, we are passing an empty array. So I'm showing you how to remove things. So the plugins have its own scope. So let's say you have two plugins running, and one plugin set adds a button, and another plugin adds a button. And if this first plugin defines an empty array when defining, it's going to remove the button only of the plugin itself. So it have different partitions in the plugin core. Yeah, so it's pretty much it. Here we are inviting you to join our community. We have mailing list, we have the GitHub, and that's it.
All right, we have 3 minutes left, so feel free if anyone has any questions. Any questions about the plugins? So it will release, BigBlueButton 3.0 will release end of February. As Tiago said, it will come with lots of examples. You can download it, try it out. The whole part was to turn our product into a platform that other people build upon it. You can leverage our 16 years now of building a collaborative application. There's a lot of stuff that is in BigBlueButton that's open source as well. Most recently, we're moving to use LiveKit for the audio and video. I said the scalability, we talked about the plugin, and there'll also be a new user interface that's coming out this summer. So if we are here, if we present again next FOSDEM, it will be almost like, it will look like a whole new product. So we are very passionate about what we're doing because it's improving education for the world. And as a speaker who was before us talking about climate change, education is one of the sustainability development goals for the United Nations, and it is underpinning almost all of the activities we want to do. Yes, we are all intelligent people, but we need to be intelligent people that can work collaboratively with other people, because the world's problems, they can't be solved by an individual. They can only be solved by communities, by groups, by governments working together. All right, thank you. There was a question. Oh my God, yes. Tiago, do you want to say?
Yeah, this I forgot to mention. The next step is creating the, we don't know if we're going to call it as a plugin platform, plugin store, or plugin directory, but yeah, we're going to create it, and we will enable you to submit open source plugins and also paid plugins, because we want developers to succeed. So why not we allow you to create a paid plugin and benefit the whole ecosystem with good quality software as well. So, yeah.
Thanks again.